just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust him more.
Good morning, Living
Good
Well.
Good morning.
Good morning online. If you're joining us today, we're thanking God that you're part of our body today. In just a few short weeks, we have Celebrate Family Day. That's on September 4th on Labor Day. So we're going to ask you to come out to Lowell Park. There's sign-ups at the back for a treasure hunt and canoe ride. So a canoe, I guess you have to do it yourself. It's not really a ride. And who has an alabaster box at home?
We do.
Does anybody have any money in it? Mine is halfway full, and so we'll keep plucking away at that. The third Sunday in September, Ella will be collecting the alabaster boxes from us. So please, this goes to missions all over the world, correct? Mm-hmm. And so we're very excited to participate and put some change in, put some dollars in, stuff it when you get home. Does anybody not have a box? We have a box available. Going once, twice?
Yep.
Okay. So if you'll join us, we're really grateful. We have a special guest today who will be introduced later, and we're excited to have him. But we're just, right now, let's invite God into the house and worship him together. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Let's sing. Let's stand and enjoy worship today.
Yes.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hello, my name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. And these are the voices, these are the lies, and I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. Oh, 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 oh. I am no longer defined by all the wreckage behind. The one who makes all things real has proven it's true. Just take a look at my life.
Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called his children. Child of the One True King. What love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called his children.
Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free.
amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Amen. Praise God.
Good job, guys.
Shattered the dark as you rose to life again. You search all the earth for those who are lost, leaving the rescued for the fallen. You're leading us home as we call upon your name. You're the God who saves. You're the hope of. Savior has come, but your will be done. Your kingdom on earth as in the heavens. Your freedom is found, and Lord, in no other name.
You are the way,
truth, and the life. Your mercy has overcome our failings. The battle is won.
Pastor John's going to give a little better announcement, but a little later. But please give a warm welcome to Chaplain Larry Jones from KSB.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready. Thank you. Amen, church.
Is this on?
Amen, church. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life and your life too, to Pastor John Trotter. What a wonderful man. What an awesome man of God. I truly thank him for inviting me to be here and to be a part of you here on this glorious day in this worship service. Well, I'd like to thank you, first of all, for allowing Pastor John to be one of my on-call chaplains out at the hospital. He is such a blessing, and to be able to minister to the hearts of the not only the patients, but the employees and their family members as well when called upon. And I thank him. Thank you for sharing that with me. Recently, I just launched a special ministry program out at the hospital that started August the 1st, which is called Automated Prayer Hotline. And what that Automated Prayer Hotline is that any patient, family members, employees, or even the community can call in on this separate confidential line, lead a prayer request, and once they leave that prayer request will then be received by myself, and then I will email that prayer request out to prayer warriors. Pastor John is going to share more about it, but I thank God for him offering Living Well in order to be a partnership church with that. You will be amazed of patients that are in the hospital that might need a prayer at 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock or in the emergency room, or employees. I have employees that walk into my office all the time that can't get their day started, or they are going through situations at home where they just need a prayer. And to be able to have people praying for them right at that time and to email it out, I think that's an awesome thing to do. It can be, the number could be dialed inside of the hospital or outside of the hospital. So on this coming up Wednesday, I'm going to be giving a training session, and Pastor John is going to share more of how you can become one of the prayer warriors for that. And I was able to get the hospital to secure a private line for us, which is going to be 285-PRAY. Amen. 285-PRAY with the 7729. So I'm going to turn it over to Pastor John, but I'm looking forward to launching that ministry in connection with Living Word. God bless you.
But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." It's out of 1 Samuel.
Beautiful is your unfailing love.
change, God, you remain the Holy One and my unfailing love, unfailing love. Everything you hold in your hand, still you make time for me. I can't understand. God of earth and sky, how beautiful is your unfailing love, unfailing love. I will praise you and you never change, God, you remain the Holy One, my unfailing love, unfailing love. Oh, I praise you, God.
Even when we don't feel it or sense it, God, when the worries of this world just come down on us, you're an incorruptible seed. You're the bright and morning star. You are our day. You're our night. Father, I ask that you just bless everyone here and everyone listening and tuning in today. I ask, God, that they would know how big, how wide your love is. There's nothing you won't forgive. There's nothing you won't repair and restore and use for your good. So, Father, I just thank you. Thank you. I just want to thank you. Will you thank him with me right now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being in our lives. And if there's any place in your hearts today that you haven't invited him, I'm asking right now that God would open that door. You'd allow him to open that door and take that pain, that sin, that unforgiveness, and let him cleanse you and show you how he can turn it. He can turn it in a second and make it good for you. That's his plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be seated.